K-State Nation, the Pearl Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. All things K-State sports, well, that's baseball, track and field, women's golf, men's golf, everything else in between, football, all things K-State sports out there. Manhattan, kids, home of K-State University. For some of this podcast ever, for the first time ever. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Yes, it is Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. Once again, we have made it to the first official weekend in the month of May, and it's not been a good times for the K-State baseball team, as yet again, another loss at home, on the road, extended to 10. 10 consecutive losses after being blitzed early in game one against BYU out there in Provo, Utah. BYU blew out K-State last night. Well, not exactly blew out, but really took control and pretty much never looked back in this game. It's baffling to me. The rocks continue to fall on this K-State baseball team, which cannot as... obviously lost his identity, but this is the 10th straight loss on the road in 11 to 60 feet last night at Miller Park in the first inning. First inning, BYU ended up batting around in the first inning, and K-State could not recover out there. Does that sound familiar, folks? Did I not just say on one of the episodes, and it was early in the week or in the end of the week last week on the show, saying that, all right, I know I said it because remember that in the football season, going all the way back to the football season last fall, K-State went out there, a lot of momentum to BYU. All right, they played around with BYU for a little bit. Really should have probably, if they would have scored, look, I know I'm sorry, I have to bring up bad memories, but again, you got to circle back around to that. I mean, we had opportunity to really put, and we didn't know BYU was going to be that good. I mean, all respect, all that, but you had a chance to put a fork in them early. You didn't do it, and then the wheels fell off. Up there, turn the ball over, interceptions, return for touchdowns, things like that. BYU, fast forward to last night on the baseball field. BYU blitzed K-State in the first inning. And yeah, they just didn't ever look back in this game. Now, K-State baseball team, ridiculous now. You have lost 10 consecutive games now. And I don't know, this team, we knew going in, we have to keep reminding K-State fans that this was supposed to be rebooting year, right? They get off to such a good start, but at the same time, they were playing with the best in the nation, including taking down a couple of ranked teams, including, for the second year in a row, Arkansas, for the second year in a row, beating them. Right? But all this means that the longer they keep losing, hopes for NC Regional, probably going to go out the window. Probably more than likely, it's going to go out the window. They keep this up because this is now getting to the point that you're in danger zone. 10 straight losses on the road. You have not won a road game since when? I can't even remember. All these postcasts now are blended in one big pot. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. BYU takes K-State to the woodshed in game one last night of a three-game series, 11-6 last night, and get course game two tonight. And then the finale is tomorrow afternoon out there in K-State. Again, God, where's the answer at? Pete Hughes last night after the game saying, quote, they got a better start on the mound than we did. Came up with big hits, and we didn't. When we cut the game to two runs, they answered and extended the lead. When the other team is proficient in all those areas, you lose. We'll fight to get back in the series tomorrow. Well, not only that, well, yeah, do more than that there in this game. Yeah, K-State did. Yeah, maybe blown out is the right word, but it looks like it got blown out. But they did respond in some ways of sense. So some sense of form there. J.F. Frost did not have it in this baseball game last night. We take a look inside the box score here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. We'll start with the winning team here. BYU in game one takes it, scoring, and all that said, three runs in the bottom of the first inning, started the scoring for BYU. Then 4 in the third, 1 in the fourth. K-State had a big inning in the sixth inning. And then BYU added 1 in the fifth. No, they got shut out in the fifth. 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh. And 1 more in the eighth inning there. As they tit for tat down the stretch there to make sure they don't get chased down by K-State. K-State did not score their first runs of this ballgame until the fourth inning with 2. And they got back in the game with 4 runs in the sixth. And that was it for K-State. They could not answer when BYU answered with a couple runs in the later frames. BYU Cougars, 11 runs, 11 hits, and an error. K-State playing clean baseball, actually, on the defensive end. Doesn't matter. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for K-State. Ashton Johnson, credit with a winner's ball game. He goes to 2-0. Jacob Frost now, abysmal, 1-3 on the year. Jacob Frost last night, going back to him real quick, did not get through the first inning because they batted around. Well, almost batted. Well, they pretty much went through the whole lineup. Only 2 1/3 last night, and then J.J. Slack had to come on and pitch 4 innings, and he was charged with 5 earned runs. All those runs are earned. Five of those are earned. 4 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts there. Blake Deem, Tazewell Butler, and Ben Rosen. We haven't called his name in a minute on this podcast. He pitched early in the season, so he finally got an appearance. He pitched an inning, gave up 3 hits, a run, and struck out a Cougar in this one. The starter for BYU Cougars last night was Hayden Kuhn. 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs. Those were earned. Walked 2, struck out 9. Oh, gosh. Struck out 9 K-State hitters in the game last night. And then there was 4 more pitchers coming out of the pen for BYU, including Jake Porter, who pitched a clean ninth inning to lock it down for BYU. As K-State, the Road Woes continued to 10 last night. They're in an 11-6 loss. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. And now for K-State now, I believe that's their 10th loss in conference play, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to have to go back and double-check ourselves here at the end of this episode. Shantiro's been in the leadoff spot for quite a minute now. My guy, 2 more hits last night. Went 2-for-3 last night. Keegan Carter moved up to the second spot in the order. He was only 1-for-5 in this game here. AJ Iskovasko goes deep for K-State there last night in a losing effort. He was 1-for-3. That was a 3-run home run that he laid down last night there. 3-run home run for him there. That was half the runs for K-State there as well. D. Kennedy went 1-for-4 in this ball game. And also, let me see. Who was I trying to find there this game? Maxis Martin played center field last night. He hit ninth in the order. That's a rarity for a P. Hughes lineup this late in the season. 1-for-3 in the game for him as well. So let me see if anything there is as well. Now the overall series now, K-State now, only 7-6 now, and BYU, man, I'm going to try to put a jinx on them. BYU is undefeated. Let me see, hang on a second. Well, BYU, yeah, they're 5-0 apparently. There, I don't understand that stat there. But anyways, but back to Keegan O'Connor, 6 game hitting streak for Keegan O'Connor going into tonight's game 2 there as well. So we'll see what happens there. 7:30 game 2 is the calling card here as K-State. Can they find it? Can they find the, can they tie up the loose end here? Try to get off the snide here, which is really digging themselves in a really bigger hole there as well in this game. And yeah, this was their 10th loss. So yeah, K-State, and despite all of that, with the lackluster back half of this Big 12 baseball standings here, they're still 6. They're a game and a half behind Arizona there for the 5th spot. But yeah, K-State now 12-10 in the conference and 26-20 here in the year of 2025. And BYU 7-15 in the conference now. 22-21 on the year. K-State looking to get back to even this series and somehow, some way, get off this road losing streak, which really dates back to last month. My, oh my, there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on this Friday, the first Friday of May. Make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe, like button, hit the alarm bell every time you post, upload content, including this weekend. You'll be first to know about it. Second thing, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, myself and Alex Aiden over there. We will record next week over there. I know I keep saying that. It's been 2 weeks now, so recorded. I might hop on over there. I might hop over there tomorrow morning, actually. So, with the changing of, with the different schedule this week coming off of the marathon myself. So, I might hop over there this weekend to give you a lowdown update on what's been going on here. Well, not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. And make sure you tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. It's K-State's podcast. All, everything K-State sports athletic wise. This is going to do it for now for this postcast episode of the Pro Project Podcast. Game one out there in Provo, Utah. BYU takes care of K-State in a losing streak. And now it's up to 10 straight losses. Yeah, we're going to keep saying it until K-State can finally break through. Will they break through tonight? We'll see about that. BYU 11, Kansas State 6. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.